Peter Gammons, MLB Network analyst.
Around the ball and gone.
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Molly and Hanley going out to the Potbelly Score Hotline. Potbelly, a place for good vibes and great sandwiches. Bring in our buddy and the Hall of Famer himself, Peter Gammons, MLB Network. We all enjoy his work on television and love our visits on Friday with Peter. And welcome in, Peter, heading to Cooperstown.
Yes, I'm driving up. I'm leaving the fog of Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, to drive for the 6 hours to Cooperstown very soon.
Boy, that's a beautiful drive, isn't it, Peter? I've made the drive from Albany to Cooperstown four or five times now. It is a very peaceful, very beautiful drive, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. Of course, getting up there to Albany sometimes is an adventure, but that's okay. It is a very nice drive, and you get to go through the Berkshires and then down that drive. As you say, Route 20 to Cooperstown is spectacular.
Well, as long as you're there and Pat Gillick's going to be inducted, can you get him in the car and drive him to the airport and send him to O'Hare? Because he's in the Sun-Times quote today saying, I'd be interested in being a team president, really enjoys the situation with the Phillies as a consultant, and why wouldn't you? It's a first-class organization that's had great success. But turning 74 next month, it doesn't sound like he's about to check out of baseball on a full-time basis. If you give him the title and the autonomy, maybe he would be taking a look at the Cubs.
Well, I think he definitely would. I really believe that. I think that one of the things that Pat can do, he's a master organizer. If you look at his history, I mean, he built the Toronto Blue Jays from scratch. But if you look at what he did in Baltimore and in Seattle, in Philadelphia, he went in and he sort of oversaw everything. And there weren't massive firings. He doesn't go in and he doesn't have a little circle of friends who go everywhere with him. He tends to work with the people that he inherits. And I think that was so, just look at Philadelphia with Mike Arbuckle and Ruben Amaro. I mean, he utilized everyone there. I remember Seattle, he had the same guys in Seattle that had been there before. And I think there's a real art to that. I really do. And I think that he gets along with people so well. He's a master of scouting. He loves it. He has no ego. I mean, I've said to many people, one of the amazing things about Pat is that when the team's winning, when his team is winning, you can't find it. When the Blue Jays won the World Series in 92 and 93, you couldn't find Pat. But when the team's losing, he's behind the cage every day to take the heat off the manager.
Yeah, that's what the great ones do. That's what the great ones do.
Peter, I loved it when people in Philadelphia wanted Charlie Manuel fired early on, and they were just killing Charlie. And Pat would stand there by him and defend him, and he absolutely turned out to be right. Charlie has a slight speech impediment, so people think that, oh, he's not that. So Charlie's actually a really smart guy. He's also a tremendous he had a great judge of talent, so he gets the right people on the field at the right time. But Pat understood that. But I mean, remember Tim Wilkin and Pat worked together in Toronto.
Sure.
Together they drafted Roy Halladay and Chris Carpenter. For where Jim Hendry's strengths are in terms of scouting, and so he would probably stay and work with Pat. I think it makes a lot of sense. And maybe you groom the next young star GM, whatever. I have so much respect for Pat, and over the years he's really funny. He's done things. I remember we were talking about it because this weekend is so significant in a lot of ways, because we were there in Chicago at the winter meetings in 1990.
I was there too, Peter. I know where you're going with this one.
Remember down in the cellar?
Yep.
You know, remember, had that little room, and he and Joe McElvain announced what Joe said might be the last great pure baseball trade, which was Tony Fernandez and Fred McGriff for Joe Carter and Roberto Alomar. And I remember actually the whole room was stunned by it because of the magnitude, no contracts, no nothing, just pure baseball. And, of course, the Blue Jays then win two World Series. Alomar is the best player in the franchise history. Carter hits the walk-off of Mitch Williams. And this weekend, Pat and Roberto go into the Hall of Fame together. And in that way, it's a great weekend. And another thing that I don't mean to run off on this, but I admire Gillick so much. One thing that Doug Melvin yesterday said to me, there will be more general managers and baseball people in Cooperstown than any time in history because of the respect Pat Gillick has.